let's review Shabbos stuff Lamed Vav. After discussing yesterday about the chatzotzos and the shofar that they would use to blow to let us know when Shabbos is coming, the Gemara tells us about three-way machlokas about the muktza status of shofros and chatzotzos. So the first shita is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that the trumpets are muktza, because trumpets are used to play music and to make announcements, and now they have to do that on Shabbos. That's klisha melach b'lisra, playing music on Shabbos is aser, so the trumpets that are used to play music are klisha melach b'lisra. But a shofar could be used to hold water for a baby, so it's like a kli that's used to hold water, it's not going to be a problem, and it's not going to be muktza. Rabbi Shimon holds that even trumpets aren't muktza, because Rabbi Shimon holds that klisha melach b'lisra is not muktza. Rabbi Shimon always has a more lenient view of muktza. Rabbi Nechemi, is a third shita, holds even a shofar is muktza, because even general kalim, such like a spoon, clothing, that could be used for multiple things, are only permitted to be used for what they're supposed to be used for. The shofar is meant to be blown and not to hold water, and therefore it's muktza, because its primary use is to be blown, even though you could theoretically hold water with it. The Gemara then goes and lists a number of things whose names have changed over the course of time. What we used to call a chatzotzros is now called shofar. What we used to call shofar is now called chatzotzros. And then afkamina is the Rosh Hashanah. You need to know which one to use in Rosh Hashanah. What we used to call arava is now called tzaftzafa. And what we used to call tzaftzafa is now called arava. Nafkamina is lululav, to know which min to put in your lulav. What they used to call patura, a large table, is now called paturta, which is a small table. And nafkamina is lemekachomemkar. If someone agrees to sell you a patura, not a paturta. Havlula, huvlila became bekasi, bekasi, huvlila. Those are two different parts of an animal. And nafkamina is for ichlus trefus, because if you find a pin stuck in one of them that doesn't go all the way through, would not make it a trefa. But you have to know which one we're talking about. What used to be bavel is borsif, borsif is bavel. Nafkamina is when you're writing get. You need to know the name of the town that you're writing the get for. That is the end of the second parak Masech Shabbos. Now we begin the third parak Masechas Kira. The mission has three sections. First, a general and very vague statement, and then two machlokas to qualify the original statement. So first, if a kira is fueled with very flammable materials, such as kashu gavava, straw and stubble, food is allowed to be placed in it, but if it's heated with slower burning materials, such as gefes ve'etzim, sesame peels and wood, one may not place food on it unless it is first garred for katum, swept or covered with ashes. Now, which type of foods does the first line of the Mishnah permit placing in a kira? So Beishameh holds only cham, in hot liquid, but not tafshil, not hot solids, where you're much more likely to want to adjust the flame, and therefore there's a greater concern of shemi echata. Beis Hillel holds even tafshil, even solid foods, can be placed on the flame. Are you allowed to do both Shihiyah and Chazara, or just Shihiyah? So Beishameh holds that the first line of the Mishnah only allows Shihiyah, whereas Beisil holds it allows both Shihiyah and Achazara. The Gemara questions what issue the Mishnah is discussing in the first section. It is possible that the first line of the Mishnah is speaking about Chazara, putting the food on the Kira on Shabbos, but would permit Shihiyah, which would mean leaving the food there from before Shabbos, even if the Kira wasn't Garif Okatum. That would mean that the Mishnah follows the Shita of Hananya, who allows Shihiyah so long as the food is cooked to the point of Machl Ben Drusai, just the minimum level of being edible. It's also possible, though, that the first section of the Mishnah only permits Shihiyah, leaving the food on the Kira from before Shabbos. And the Gemara brings several attempts to try to answer to this question of what the Mishnah really means, the first of which was on this daf. The first proof is from the fact that the third section of the Mishnah introduces a machlokes, whether our Mishnah refers to Achzara or just Shihiyah, the implication is that the first line is about Shihiyah, otherwise the third section will be completely superfluous. The Gemara rejects that proof and suggests that the first line permits Hachzara, while the third line informs us that the first line reflects the opinion of Beis Hillel only. That is a basic Chazara of Shabbos Daf Lamed Vav.